All right, we got some multi-generations here. Now, Ryan, have you ever heard of this song? Do you know this? You ever heard this song before?
No.
No, okay. Bill?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. Brotherhood of Man.
Early 70s.
United We Stand. All right, yeah, exactly. Craig put it in my file this morning. I wasn't quite sure exactly why, and then he was explaining because we had United Way on.
Very uplifting.
Exactly, as well.
Thank you.
Fine right. choice. Right. I'm now uplifted and educated.
All right. Where's my thing? Craig, you want to take over? I handle the folks from the public health. I yield my time to.
Uh-oh, here comes some hardball news questions.
Yeah, right. So here we go, Bill Harper. So the news comes out yesterday.
Yes.
We see the news release that
yes.
you've decided to move on.
Hang up my cleats,
yeah,
so to speak.
What's going on?
Well, it's time to retire. I'm going to turn 65 in September, and really enjoy time with my wife. She's my best friend, and I want to spend more time with her and my family and some of the other hobbies that I've got and all that type of thing. And I'll do some volunteer work as well.
Now, you've been in the public service sector for more than 40 years, right?
Yes.
But you've been at the United Way for what, nine now?
9 years, yeah.
When you look back at that 9 years, what do you think of?
Oh, my gosh. I think of all the great people that I got to work with, you know, my staff, my board, all of our supporters, the collaboratives. Just it's been a real honor to work with those people. It's, you know, work, when you're looking forward to retirement, one of the things you have to come to grips with is work is kind of an automatic relationship generator. You know, you're hopefully they're good relationships. You're not in a bad situation, and I've been blessed to have a good situation. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to retirement, but realizing that I'm going to miss all these people.
I thought you were going to handle this. Did I not say?
Bruce was taking a nap there.
Oh, I'm just looking at all the things that you've done all the time.
I know. You are.
And I look at the way United Way is always thought of with agencies and that. This whole thing that's changed in the way that United Way operates as far as like with collaboratives, reaching out. I mean, you've always been ways. It was kind of like a money source for grants for agencies. But that, I don't want to say it's flipped, but it's kind of changed in a way.
Right. Well, what we heard from our donors and what we learned from our impact advisory councils, the experts that we brought in to help us with this, was that the approach that we were taking previously with funding programs was just not bringing the impact and the change that we needed in the community and that we aspired to. So, we did a little bit of research. We learned a lot from what was going on in the Cincinnati area, and we brought it to Lorain County and I think improved on it quite a bit. So now we're in a position where we're really sought out by other United Ways and communities to share with them what the story is here. And, you know, whether it's people like Kat and Aaron who were just here from Lorain County Public Health, I wouldn't have known those people before in our previous. But now we know them. We work together with them. We talk the same language. We work toward the same goals, and that's what our community needs in all respects. That's the only way we're going to become the thriving community we were meant to be.
Do you think that's what social work is becoming and how it's changed over time and the way that it's perceived? In other words, it's a whole community rather than a certain segment of a community.
Right. I think social workers have always looked to communities and systems. And I think that we've developed the way to do that now. And absolutely, it's a part of who we are. It's in our DNA as social workers.
Ryan, what do you, you know, you're here today, Ryan Aroney, as well, seeing how Bill operates. You get picked. The picture they posted of you is not somebody in a suit sitting in front of sort of a photo shoot. It's you digging a hole at some particular.
I love that picture. That's great.
Building there. And it kind of collaborates. I see you have like a Fitbit on as well. So there's sort of.
Oh,
you
know, my gosh,
you see a lot of
wow, what an eye.
Different in the picture, you know, and you're wearing the T-shirt. So he's really a hands-on kind of, you know, a boss, as it were, you've seen through the time.
Right. I think that picture just perfectly summarized Bill's leadership. And, you know, I've never worked with somebody or for somebody who, you know, really kind of just models the way in every aspect like Bill does. Bill will, you know, literally shovel the sidewalk and mop the floor and fix things that break. And he's that guy or that person who won't ever ask you to do something that he won't also do or hasn't already done. And that work ethic just kind of permeates through our entire staff because he shows that leadership from the top. So I've always appreciated that about Bill. And it just makes our workplace culture and our environment so much fun. And we do, you know, some pretty heavy work. It's very important. We all feel that responsibility, but we all love it, and we enjoy coming to work every day. And it just makes it fun. It makes it something that we really look forward to doing every day, and I think we all feel blessed because of that.
Do you know over time stories that have, I mean, we see United Way videos, there's individuals that touch your heart through your many years of social work. Do you have sort of memories of certain people or faces of things that have occurred that you thought, this is really why I've got into this career path?
Oh my gosh, you know, Bruce, I'm lucky. I see that every day. You know, tonight, for example, I'll be volunteering with the Lorain County Free Tax Prep Coalition. We'll be doing income tax returns, and somebody will walk in tonight who will just, you know, amaze me with their work ethic. Even though they're not making much money, they're proud. They're proud of what they do, and you know, they're good citizens and all that type of thing. And you know, that touches your heart. That's you know, that's a good day when you see that. I have the best staff, you know, that I've ever had, and I've been really lucky to have great people to work with all along, but I've never had a team that's worked together better than the team at United Way. So I'm really proud, and they amaze me every day with what they do. So yeah, I can't really pick out one. When I started as a social worker, actually first started as a volunteer at a drug abuse hotline in Bowling Green when I was going to school there, and that was 1974. And I'd work the overnight shift at times, and you know, you would get people who were all strung out, people who were thinking about suicide, that type of thing. And, you know, here I am, 19 years old or whatever. And, you know, just learning about that, learning about people, how I best can help them. And, you know, and kind of going from there. I remember a co-worker of mine or a co-volunteer of mine, you know, talking about one of the other volunteers who was an upperclassman, and how, you know, he was a person, and there was actually a woman as well, talking about both of them, who, you know, just did things well and was respected for doing things well. And I remember that. I said, I want to be that person. You know, I want to be that person who does things well in a way that other people can emulate. So,
well, when you're a young person like that, sometimes you have a different view of the world, and then when you encounter people of all sorts of, you know, interests or socioeconomic situations, you either at some point decide, I want to help this, or
can't handle
me.
It, I mean, right?
You,
right.
Kinda, you sort of find that road at one point.
Yeah, when I was finishing up my social work degree, my internship was working with migrant farm workers in Northwest Ohio who were there for the summer, and you'd go into these homes where they were basically living in a little cabin with dirt floors and that type of thing, not speaking much English, all that type of thing. And yeah, you kind of sink or swim in a hurry. You try to figure out, is this for me or not? And it's not for everybody. But I really believe everybody's has some set of skills and talents that they're going to be really good at something. They just got to figure out what it is. And I was lucky enough to figure out early on what was good for me.
Well, when you leave now with United Way, with all the collaboratives that are going on, and probably either new ones that are starting to bubble or decide, feel secure with the way things are going there? That sort of what you've built and helped out and the people you've hired are there to continue on?
Yeah, I think this team and the community as it is now has kind of taken it to the level it is now. And I think with new leadership, my expectation is that it'll be taken to the next level. You always want to build on. And just like I was lucky enough to come after Jerry Scully and all the great work he did for 17 years. I also want to mention we have another person retiring in May, Shermaine Smith, who is our finance associate. And she's going to be retiring after 20 years of service to United Way and the community. And Shermaine is a wonderful person. She and Larry are both from Lorain. You know, they're Lorain people through and through, and she is just, you know, one of the really important pieces in our team, and she'll be difficult to replace.
All right. Well, you still have a lot of 2019 left, right?
I do. So, a lot of work ahead of me.
Yep, including all the different volunteer aid.
No slacking off.
And stuff. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this
Thank
morning,
you.
As you do every month, bringing Ryan as well, and we look forward to seeing what leads you in the future. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Bill Harper joining us this morning, Executive Director. Until November 27th of 2019.
Right?
And Ryan Aroney here with United Way of Greater Lorain County against UWLorainCounty.org if you'd like to find out lots more of what they're up to.